The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
It's the Ace and TJ show with a little extra. With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, how many times have y'all been in a situation where one bodily function causes another bodily function to happen?
Can I have an example, please? to make sure I'm clearly understanding what you're asking.
Like if you burp so loud and long that it tickles your nose and you end up sneezing. Something like that. Not that that's even a thing. I'm just saying that could happen.
That's tough to say.
I don't know. I don't. Like, nothing jumps to the top of my mind.
Like when women laugh and they pee a little. They always talk about that. That's when laughing caused the peeing. Peeing just came out of nowhere when the laughing started.
What about like when you're peeing and you fart? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah, that's probably the most common. Mm-hmm. Or when you sneeze so hard and then you have to check your drawers.
I've never had that happen.
Better check.
Yeah. Well, it'd be dangerous for you, Ace. You sneeze three times in a row every time.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, there aren't many of them that could happen. I
can't think of anything. Mm. Maybe like when you clean your ear, mm-hmm, and you go too far and you cough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That might be, mm-hmm, something.
Or what about when you have hiccups and you burp at the same time? You ever had that hiccup burp?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hurts.
It does.
My little friend Jenny's handsome husband, Michael, you know how people get brain freeze? He gets throat freeze. What? And when he's drinking a frozen beverage, it causes him to cough like crazy.
Oh. Because his throat freezes.
Yeah, he doesn't get brain freeze. I get brain freeze. Yeah. I think probably worse than anybody in the entire world. I get brain freeze, and it's crippling. And I'm not overstating it. It is crippling.
What is the thing you're supposed to do when you get a brain freeze? Push your tongue against the roof of your mouth?
Yeah, or if you're out in the heat, just open your mouth so the heat will get into your mouth.
Because I got a brain freeze the other day, and I couldn't remember what I was supposed to do. It didn't work at all. At all.
Uh-huh. I get back freeze instead of brain freeze.
What do you mean, Rob?
Like on my spine, I can feel it. And I kind of like tense up and arch my back.
You are damn lie.
I swear.
You do not. Your spine does not get cold.
Like, I swear.
You tell me if you had an icy and you just start sucking down icy all of a sudden, instead of getting a brain freeze, you could feel your, mm-hmm, spine going cold.
Yes. It's like right in the middle of my back.
You are damn
okay.
Lie.
Wow. Mm. Well, my brain's too damn powerful. It just can't be frozen. Mm.
I guess, but although it could be the fact that the freeze starts going up your big ass head and realizes I can't make that, I'm just going to go to his back.
Yeah, they could write an entire medical journal just on Rob. Just, you know, weird things.
I get spine freeze. Anybody else get spine freeze?
Yeah, people are saying they have that same thing happen.
But they have spine freeze?
Yeah, it's like brain freeze, but in your spine. A lot of people say it.
Okay, Rob, allow me then to apologize.
But just because they say it. I mean,
but it's in the subreddit titled Multiple Sclerosis.
Oh, no. So, is that a sign? Yeah.
Maybe something to...
I do apologize, Rob. Apparently, though, it is a thing, and I stand corrected. I apologize for being so harsh to judgment there.
Or is it just one of those things that starts on the internet and then people convince themselves that they have it?
You know who those people are? People like my wife.
Really?
Who, oh my God, she's a hypochondriac like you wouldn't believe. Look at, side of Dax's little face, does it look more red today? You think that's a sign of some type of infection? No, I think he slept on that side of his face for an hour. That's what it is. Do you think, I just got this, my back's hurting. I wonder if I've got a tumor.
What a jump.
I Googled it. It might be a tumor.
You think it? You think my back's hurting? You think I blew out an ACL?
It is crazy. And she'll admit she's a hypochondriac. She has to talk herself down from just freaking out over nothing, like literally nothing.
And I think that's part of the internet changes in people, you know, where you go and you see all these things online. Now, do y'all believe that that trypophobia thing is real?
Which is what? What is trypophobia?
Isn't that the one where people are afraid of holes? Like if there's a bunch of holes in something.
Okay.
That creeps them out. They're afraid of it.
Yeah.
I think that's probably real. Mm. I think stuff like that too. Happens. It freaks people out.
It's like when a frog shoots out the babies out of its back. Mm. Like, have you ever seen that?
What?
There's like a toad or something that carries their eggs like in their back. And when the little toads or whatever, their tadpoles, little toads, come out of their back, it leaves like these holes. Oh, it's so gross. Oh,
I've never seen that before. Yeah.
Or they'll show some things in the sea when they're doing like documentaries and all. And there'll be these shells or rocks, whatever they are, that have had a bunch of little holes worked into it. And then an eel will pop out of it. But it's not just a big hole that they're scared of. It's a bunch of tiny holes together in one clump.
Are you saying you don't think that's real, TJ?
No, I was just asking because that's something that never was a thing until the internet. But I think what has happened is seeing all of that on the internet has caused the creepiness of it. Because, I mean, how often did we see that growing up? Well, and maybe why there never was any of it, because nobody really saw that and went, oh, my God, that's so creepy. Mm-hmm. But when you got the internet and it's being shown all over the place all the time, it pops up and you see it and then you go, I hate that.
Excuse me. I also think it's the fact that a lot of people may have had something, but they didn't know what it was. And then they saw this and went, oh, I'll tell somebody now because other people have, because they do see it on the internet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot about, like, my grandmother clearly had had Alzheimer's when I was growing up. She died when I was in the sixth grade. But around that time I was in the third, fourth grade, like, things started changing. We would have these weird episodes, like, what is going on? And she wouldn't know who anybody was. She's like, what is happening? And it was like, well, she's gone crazy.
Yeah.
And it turns out, you look back at it and go, oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Because as you know, as science progressed, you go, oh, clearly that's what it was. We didn't know what the hell was going on at the time.
They didn't have Alzheimer's back then?
I don't know. I don't remember anybody ever saying when I was a kid, it's Alzheimer's.
Well, they called it old timers, didn't they?
They just said she was having some mental issues. Yeah,
they only called it that in the big cities. So.
Yeah, the old timers or Alzheimer's.
There was a doctor on TV the other day that called it Alzheimer's. I was like, that's a doctor?
He should be a doctor.
Well, it was a woman.
Oh.
But
therein lies the problem.
It was a nurse. It was a nurse. Mm-hmm.
Alzheimer's. I'm like, oh my gosh.
But they used to call it dementia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's
what we call it, dementia.
Yeah.
I think they, like, Alzheimer's, one of the things is dementia. So it's like, it's still there, but I think it's just, you know, it's in a bigger umbrella now.
Ace, do you remember the first people heard of autism in the mainstream?
No.
The movie Rain Man.
Oh
yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Because even then, I mean, it was something that, you know, Tom Cruise and everybody, they had not heard of that. And they said that, you know, they called people even then autistic savants.
Yeah.
And then the doctor said they used to call it idiot savants. And then now it's autistic.
I remember the term idiot savant. People use it all the time. Do you think today they could get away with making Rain Man in the form it was made with Dustin Hoffman as portraying an autistic man, even though he spent a tremendous amount of time studying and he was phenomenal. And they say that he nailed it.
Yeah, he won an Academy Award. For
Do you think they could pull that off today? Or would there be such a backlash because why not have an autistic person play someone autistic?
No, I think they could do that. I think
because it's brilliant. It's just, it's an amazing movie.
Yeah, because I mean, it would be Dustin Hoffman, you know, it's not like they, you know, got Bert Kreischer to do it or something.
Bert Kreischer Rain Man. You ever seen Rain Man?
Yeah, I haven't.
Phenomenal.
It's really, really good.
And you would love it, Riggins.
I remember the scene, didn't he eat pancakes with toothpicks or something. Mm-hmm. Is that Rain Man?
Yeah.
I've never seen it though.
Yeah, it's a really, really good. You'd love it.
Really? Yeah, it's one of my all-time favorite movies. Yeah,
it's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love it.
Dang, Dustin Hoffman's 86 years old?
Yeah, I mean, he's been a star since the 60s.
Well, how old did you think he was, right?
I thought he was in like his 60s or something.
Really?
I'm stupid.
No, he was in The Graduate in like the late 60s.
Mm-hmm. And he's a tiny man.
His best work was Hook in the movie with Robin Williams. Conversation
we're having now.
I don't think so.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.